Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor.
Shout out Pearl Harbor.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 585 of the show. We appreciate you listening. Thank you for joining us. You're the best. We make all our bonus content available on Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. Please consider subscribing there. We appreciate it. If not, you can just leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever. That would be nice of you. Or just tell a friend. Send him an email. Go, hey, this was a funny episode. You should listen. This guy does a good Johnny Depp. Check it out. You can also send us a voice or leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number to call. As well, you can send us an email. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. I am joined, as always, by the great Ed Daly. Ed, how are you doing, buddy?
As much as I love my new
mug.
Tea mug, there will be no tea tonight because it's like 95 fucking degrees and humid. It's gross. It's too hot.
You know what? It's a mild summer here in Southern California. Like in the evenings, it's been chilly. So you know what that means? It's going to get hot as fuck soon, and it's going to be unrelenting through September, October. It hasn't been hot yet.
I assume they don't still call it what they used to call it.
I think they do. I mean, I do.
They do?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm just not sure if we're supposed to do that.
I don't either. I don't know the rules. I still call it that. Maybe not here in this public setting. I still call it that. But every summer we have that. And everyone goes, oh, man, it's crazy. It's still hot in October. I'm like, it's always hot in October. It's that kind of summer every summer. We only get that kind of summer.
Kind of thing. Maybe Jay Stu will work that into one of his like scheduled tweets. Yeah. It's hot this summer. That person who doesn't understand temperature.
It's always hot in October. Ed, we got a lot of feedback on our shower routines. I was having people come up to me left and right. The great Brad in New York was like, it's interesting the way what people take away from the show. The great Brad in New York texted me and he's like, bro, he's like, I can't believe you're washing your face with bar soap. Please, please, I'm gonna send you some good soap. I want you to use what I use on my face.
Did you say
no?
Use bar soap?
No, I just said I used a face soap for my face and then the body soap for the body. And then, but he's like, no, he's like, whatever you're using, my shit's better. And I gotta admit, he sent me a very nice soap. It's my face has never felt cleaner. It's very nice, but just a lot of, you know what I find?
Yeah, I just use I use one soap for all.
You also wash your hair multiple times in a day sometimes. I was just washing my hair a couple days ago and because I'd been to the gym. I can't remember what I did. I think I'd gone to the gym and I'd hiked in one day. One day I'd done a hike and gone to the gym and I got in the shower and it was like feeling kind of like matted, kind of like a little like almost like dreads, pre-dreads. And I'm like, I'm going to wash this hair. And then I was like, fuck, when was the last time I washed this hair? Couldn't remember. It had been at least seven days.
I often ask myself that question, but it might have been 200 seconds ago. I told you. Yeah. Sometimes I wash it multiple times in the same shower.
That happens. We forget our routine. We forget where we're at.
But I never forget to ever do it.
Always do it. Yeah. That's. One more thing. Everybody's talking about Happy Gilmore. Did you watch Happy Gilmore?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it. Although, like a couple friends of mine are posting pictures with Adam Sandler in like the pizza place in my town. Like, what? There's like 20 pizza places.
Oh, they shot in Hoboken?
I think they shot some scenes in New Jersey, but he was like this weekend in Hoboken and like all these people are posting pictures of them with Adam Sandler.
Oh, hanging out. You missed out. Yeah, I don't.
Man of the people.
It's like I hear people talking about it and I realize I'm never going to watch it. I didn't watch Anchorman 2. I didn't watch.
I as comedy sequels go, and they're almost always terrible.
Yeah,
Anchorman 2 was all right. It's been a while.
Never saw it. No. And I loved Anchorman. I didn't watch Coming to America 2.
Not good, but yeah. I watched it because that was like a COVID lockdown movie.
I don't watch very much.
Comedy sequels are almost always bad. Terrible. Not subpar, terrible, because they just tell the same jokes.
Yeah.
If you have like we'd done Die Hard 2. Yeah, they're sticking to formulas, but you're still getting like a guy in an action movie. Comedy sequels are like, let me just tell the same joke again.
And so much of comedy is introducing you to the characters, you know, these wild characters. And once you already know them, it's like there's such a higher degree of difficulty to making you laugh, because you can't just laugh at how silly the people are because you're already aware. Anyway, you got anything else?
No.
Let's blast through this. We really have been giving them too much content lately. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about some. This is a big week. Let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who is dead now. On who's alive, nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Fuck, what a sad, what an amazing song. Ed, tell us. Tell us who died.
I got one that
breaking news.
I came across. Definitely haven't heard of him, or at least I hadn't heard of him. Yeah. But my buddy sent me this Instagram, and it's pretty awesome. Musical satirist and Harvard mathematician Tom Lehrer, like McNeil Lehrer, like I don't think that's what, but I'm saying it's spelled the same way. L-E-H-R-E-R.
Yeah.
Died on Saturday. In 2012, I don't know how old he was, but he was old. So in 2012, he was 84. Lehrer was asked, so what does that make him?
Makes him 95. Yeah.
97.
G-Fish is going to.
So when he was 84, this is a Harvard mathematician.
Yeah.
He was asked if rapper 2 Chainz could sample his 1953 song, The Old Dope Peddler. This was Lehrer's reply. This is an 84-year-old man.
Yeah.
As sole copyright owner of The Old Dope Peddler, I grant you motherfuckers permission to do this.
What?
Please give my regards to Mr. Chainz, or may I call him 2. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Tom Lehrer.
What a bad motherfucker.
Fucking legend.
Yes.
84-year-old man talking like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Tom Lehrer went hard, dude.
To Titty Boy? Well, I mean, come on. Love it.
I love Titty Boy, and also always wears multiple chains. Calls himself 2 Chainz. Usually has 6-7 chains
never
on.
Never has 2 Chainz on. Multiple.
R.I.P. Tom Lehrer.
So this was a week with a couple big ones, because the first death, and this is the hammer of the week.
Tell me.
It happened the day after we recorded. There was a lot of fanfare over his like finale concert in Birmingham, England.
Yeah, that's where they're from. Steeltown. Yeah. They go hard.
That's
hometown
where
show.
Heavy metal was invented.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath.
Exactly.
Ozzy Osbourne. The Blizzard of Oz. R.I.P. 76. Can't think of anyone surprised by his passing, but like pretty close to that concert. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, he was sitting on a throne at the show. He couldn't really move around. I mean, even towards the end, he was really shuffling. He is one of those guys, though. I mean, I love Ozzy, of course. I love Black Sabbath. His first two solo, Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman. I mean, he was just the fucking shit. And when I was a kid, there was a time that it was between Richard Ramirez and Ozzy Osbourne for just being the absolute fucking scariest motherfucker that you ever heard of. Like, this every week there would be rumors at school about what Ozzy was doing. Like, he was so fucking
bite the head off a bat.
Yeah.
Like everything is in play at that point.
Yeah.
And he's the boogeyman at that point.
Totally. And it's kind of the reason, and he's always the example I use, because then he got a TV show. And, you know, he's got a bunch of little dogs and they're shitting all over the house.
Yeah, and he's shuffling around.
His wife's a cunt and his kids are calling him a motherfucker. Yeah. And it's like, oh, Ozzy's a huge fucking pussy. Like I didn't need that. I just needed the music. The music was enough. Bumbling.
Like, I definitely watched the first season because reality
TV big deal.
hadn't like oversaturated. I don't know.
Yeah, it was
remember.
Early.
There was one episode where they're like, oh, Ozzy, go build a fire on the beach. And like one of his arms was barely working at the time. And like he's bumbling around there playing bumbling music. I was like, this is the fucking Blizzard of Ozzy.
I know.
Like, what are we doing?
I know. It's just like we don't
need that.
That's why I hate, like, there's a lot of musicians that I like that are just overexposed to me. Because if there's a band I like or a musician I like, I'll like follow their social media and stuff. And then it's like, ooh, like I didn't know. Oh, he's up in the middle of the night, you know, tweeting.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much. And it's like, it should just be the songs, you know, like we don't need anything but the songs. And Ozzy was one of those guys, but just what a fucking they invented heavy metal. And he talks about it, how, you know, like all those bands were like into the Beatles, and they couldn't sell any tickets. And then he saw a line down the block for the new Dracula movie at the movie theater. And he's like, oh, we got to scare the shit out of people with our music. And he pivoted and he made Black Sabbath and just fucking changed the world. I mean, it's probably the greatest band ever to exist. And Ozzy was the man.
Yeah. There were a million clips from that weekend.
Yeah.
And like, everyone loved him. Like, yes. It was, everybody was like, I got to pay respects because and people aren't, Birmingham is not a destination city.
No, it's in the north.
And people were going there because like, this is the end for Ozzy. And, you know, I'm glad he lived to see that like celebration of everything. I mean, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was almost like he was ready to go. He's like, I did my final concert. Like, I did it. You know, I've closed it out and I can go now. So RIP Ozzy. Just what a fucking legend.
RIP. RIP-ish. Terry Bollea, who I might remind everyone, he was 28 years old when he played Thunder Lips in Rocky III.
Fuck.
I'm talking about Hulk Hogan, 71 years old, heart attack. And I read in one of the obituaries, they were like, I didn't even see this, but I knew my buddy worked on the Super Bowl Radio Shack commercial with him.
Oh, yeah.
And said, like, he wasn't moving too well. Like, that must have been a dozen years ago or something. He's like, he couldn't move his arms very well and everything. But I read in the last week, like, was it Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South dude?
Yeah.
So he was rumored, like there was rumors that like Hulk was in and out of the hospital and was just about at the end. And like Tuesday night, he's like, no, just did karaoke with Hulk Hogan. He's in great shape. If I had read all this, I would have, you know, I would have broken it to the show. He's going to die this week.
Yeah, that's true. You know, yeah, like, we missed it.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, you are.
But, yeah, I missed all
you're
the
good death predictor.
The demands that he's just fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like he was circling the drain at the end. Like,
yeah.
It was, and when you're juiced up for a half century, like 71. Yeah.
Pretty long run. I mean, those guys were, you know, 200 nights a year. They're fucking falling on their neck with another 270-pound guy, you know? like,
or in the case of Andre the Giant, like a 570-pound guy.
Yeah, exactly. And these guys, and, you know, the traveling, like, think how much one flight kicks your ass. And these guys are flying every day to a new city or driving back in the day every day. And they're big and shit, and they're fucking, and they're on cocaine and vodka. And it's a miracle that they last as long as they do. R.I.P. Terry Bollea.
Behind the Bastards podcast did something on Vince McMahon, but it was really a deep dive into wrestling last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he got paid.
Yeah.
And so he helped Vince McMahon break any sort of union.
Company man.
He And also there's a lot of racism shit. Like,
Adding that N-word.
He served his purpose for America and everything, but like,
Sure.
To say, we're not supposed to talk of his racism now. Like,
yeah,
you got super rich.
Hey, like, take the whole package. You know, the dude was from Tampa. Tell the whole story. You know, like, there's a whole story. Everybody's got a whole story. And then you can pass judgment from there. Take it. Right. Get the whole picture of the guy.
But that all has to go on his plaque.
Yeah, it does. Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's part
you don't
of
just get it erased.
Who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sold out the boys. Like, they were all getting ready to hold out, to strike against Vince McMahon. They were all
wait.
Yeah.
And he's getting paid.
Yeah. He narked him out. He's like, I'm making $2 million over here. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm the face. Yeah. You know,
company I'm gonna fuck up this union.
Yeah, exactly.
R.I.P. Renee Kirby. Shallow Hal actor who had spina bifida. If you've seen the movie, you've seen he's like bent over. Like
he crawls. He crawls. But he's in Shallow Hal, he's a real Lothario. Like he's Shallow Hal can't score to save his life. And this guy with spina bifida is like crawling through the club and he's got all the hot chicks on him. Like that's he couldn't make that.
So
movie
that, dude, that dude, he had a rough go of it. Obviously, spina bifida.
Just even the name spina bifida sounds awful. Yeah. You biffed up my spine is biffed. You biffed it.
70 years old. Yeah. He had previously, like a couple years ago, beaten throat cancer, but he was admitted to the hospital with kidney, bladder, and esophagus issues. So,
you get throat cancer. He's a generous lover.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, he was down
Michael
there.
Michael Douglas.
You know?
Hey, listen, when you got the spiny biffs.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
You got to do.
I got no spiny biffs and I'm doing work, you know? Like, no problem. It's ain't no thing.
Work,
you know?
Work. I tip my cap to Renee Kirby.
Yeah, you want to give a pleasant experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Props to you, Renee. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yes.
The Chuck, the great Chuck Mangione.
Oh,
you might not think you don't know him, but you know him. You jazz musician known for the song Feel So Good, 84 years old. Whew, a song.
I should have had this queued up because I didn't realize that this was Chuck Mangione till he died. Like, I remember him being a thing in the 70s and 80s. And, like, he was on the radio and shit. And I had forgotten.
Like, this was an all-instrumental jazz song that, like, if you grew up in the 80s like we did.
Yep.
You just heard this song.
You did. Yep. Okay, hold on. Was it not playing? No, I don't want fucking YouTube TV, motherfucker. Okay, here. What's going on?
It's a jam.
Yeah.
It is. Beautiful song.
Yeah. What? That's it. I got the fucking thing. Of course it doesn't. It's just fucking, it just lives. Everything lives. Oh, wait. It might be. Oh, right there. That's fucking music. This is music for fucking.
It's music to have intercourse to. That's the only reason you put music out that.
Yeah, yeah. This guy fucked. Chuck Mangione? Without a doubt, this guy, man, fucked. Yeah, oh yeah, look at him.
That's
fucking the shit out of his French horn.
Fucking on the album cover.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. R.I.P. Yeah.
R.I.P. Chuck Mangione.
Okay, Ed, let's talk some sports.
It's Brian.
They call me the other guy.
I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be.
I'm Rhino Troy
on DVD.
Ed, just real quick before we get into this, because we're talking about people that died. Do you know who Trisha Paytas is?
Don't know.
Okay. She's like one of these internet celebrities.
Like an influencer.
She is, but like, she's like a troll in the sense, like, I think she got big on OnlyFans, and she's like a kind of like a bigger, like non-traditionally beautiful woman. But she got big on OnlyFans, and she's just big. She's just good at like putting herself in and around things. And you, and now there's a theory.
What's her last name?
Patis, P-A-T-Y-S, Trisha Paytas. There's a theory going around that she, because she's a mother.
She's attractive.
And she, and in her, the births of her children always accompany the death of somebody very famous. So they're thinking that she, her womb is a portal to reincarnation. So like when I think her first kid was, is named Malibu Barbie, and the, she was born like the day after Queen Elizabeth died. So the baseless theory began in September 2022 when it was announced that Queen Elizabeth had died just hours before the royal family shared about the monarch's death.
Lizzie's in the box.
Yeah. Paytas revealed that she had gone into labor with her first child, Malibu Barbie. Before Paytas knew it, her name began trending on social media sites, fans theorizing that the late Queen of England would be reincarnated as her daughter. The theory only continued gaining traction when she announced the pregnancies and births of her following two children around the same time as other prominent figures had died or were facing health battles. While Paytas has not addressed the more recent speculation about son Aquaman's connection to the late Ozzy Osbourne in the past, she has said that she does not get the theory and is accused. So
the first kid, Malibu Barbie?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the middle one, it doesn't say, the middle one's got a cool name like that too. It's Malibu Barbie and Aquaman and another one. And I don't, I can't remember. Oh yeah, Pope Francis. She got Pope Francis with the second one. The Trisha Paytas baby theory centers around the unfounded idea that Paytas babies are reincarnated famous figures. Some of the notable names who have been linked to Paytas's children include Queen Elizabeth, Pope Francis, and Ozzy Osbourne. So she's kind of like our another Nick, who's the guy I like?
Oh, Castellanos.
Castellanos, yeah. She, every time she has a kid, somebody dies. It's just, it's, you know, as she's getting closer to giving birth, all these famous people are looking around like, I'm not going to be the one, right? I'm not going to be, but it's my understanding that when Aquaman was born, she got her tubes tied. So there's not, Aquaman is the last, she's closed
unless,
the portal. Yeah.
I mean, if she gets pregnant again with tied tubes, we know this is magical.
It's true.
And by the way, Nick Castellanos,
I was
talking to a buddy yesterday, and I said the greatest answer ever when he was asked his favorite superhero.
Scooby-Doo.
Said Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
And they said, that's not a superhero. He goes, it's a dog who can talk and solve crimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, greatest answer ever.
Yeah. I mean, what's, like, it's inarguable, you know? It's right. Logically sound. It's perfect.
Impervious.
Yeah, impervious is the word.
Criticism.
Yes, exactly. What happened in sports this week?
So, I gotta say, I used to, like, really detest this dude. Then he did some great charity stuff.
Tell me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I gotta say, like, I gotta respect this.
Yeah.
He's out there living a good life. J.J. Watt, he crushed the 999 challenge. That's the 9 beers, 9 dogs. Yeah. In 9 innings at a Brewers game this past weekend. He did it in like 7 innings. I mean, he's an enormous human.
Giant person.
But like 9 beers, 9 dogs. He's like, I'm good. Yeah. 7th inning. I'm good.
I mean, it is like, look, I'm want to make the J.J. Watt was able to throat a lot of meat, you know, like, I want to make that joke.
Yeah, he pulled a Nancy Reagan on those dogs. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Yes.
To throw goats.
Yes, exactly. But like, it's, I don't know, like, I could easily drink 9 beers. Like, that's no problem. And ball game beers, you know, it's hot, they're cold. 9 beers. One time I was in Bali with She Who Shall Not Be Named. And we were on an island. Bali's an island, obviously, but we were on an island adjacent to Bali. And then we rode our scooters onto yet another island. So we're on a different island and we go to this hotel and we're sitting there, like sitting at the pool at this hotel just hanging out. And she goes, I'm going to go get a massage. And I go, you go do that. This is actually when we're on good terms. So it was nice. I go, you go get that massage. She comes back from getting the massage about 90 minutes later. And she goes, you ready to go? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. And I've just been sitting at the pool waiting for her. And I go, oh, can you get the check? Because I could never figure out the money exchange. You know, like, right. It's like 10 to 1 or 10,000. I don't know. Yeah. I just end up giving them all my money. I don't know. So I'm like, can you settle my tab? Because I had a few beers out here. And she comes back to the pool and she goes, babe, I think there's something wrong with the bill. And I'm like, what's that? And she goes, it says you've had 9 bintangs. And I'm like, oh, what? And she's like, but I've only been gone an hour. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's probably about, you know, it's fine. They're only a couple bucks each. Just
listen. Just pay them.
I bought a round for the 0 other people that are at this pool. Don't even worry about it. Those were mine, but it's fine. So I could easily, but that's a lot of dog. Like, that's a lot of, we've talked about this before. I don't have 9 hot dogs in a year. Like, nine hot dogs in a day.
My buddy that I go to Knicks games with.
That's great, yeah.
He lost that fantasy football thing, and he had to do the Coney Island thing in a week, and it was 57 dogs in a week.
Yeah.
And he did it.
It's great.
But, like, just
so many.
He'd be like, hey, I gotta, like, we're walking home from the path, and he's like, guys, you gotta stop. 7-Eleven, get a dog here. Like, he woke up, had it for breakfast, like, 57 dogs, but still, I couldn't comprehend 9 dogs. Wow. I think probably the only way you do the 999 challenge is if you eat constantly. If you allow yourself to stop.
Yeah. Same with the beer. You just got to keep going. Right. Keep beer after beer. Beer dog. You just fucking. Right. You know, just keep it going. Beer and
just,
a dog.
Just that parade of glizzies.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah. But props to J.J. Watt. Good dude. His brother just got a very big.
His brother wasn't sure if he wanted to be on the Steelers, and they're like, yeah, we'll pay you.
His brother's contract is going to pay him in like 3 years what J.J. Watt made in his entire career. And J.J. Watt was like the highest paid defensive lineman ever.
I mean, we got to study the genes in that family. These are two of the best defensive players of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, they're both ridiculous.
Their mom must be huge. Like, you can't just do that with one person's genetics cannot be strong enough to make two super athletes like that. Yeah. The mom's got to be jacked too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what was pumping out of her uterus.
Right. I know.
Crazy.
Yeah. Aquaman.
A lot of whispers going around. NFL player Christian Wilkins, Clemson dude, had, I think, you know, rookie contract with the Dolphins, then signed a big deal with the Raiders a year ago, got released. And there's talk of a weird incident. And now, like, NFL players are weighing in saying, oh, he's got a freaky past. And you're hearing things. You know, Adam Schefter said he kissed a player on the head. And then another guy said, another person was saying he was tickling feet of teammate.
Oh, no.
He checked the oil of an Ohio State guy during the national championship game.
What?
He grabbed all of Josh Allen in a play.
Oh, no. His dick?
The whole package.
Whoa. The balls, the dick?
The wedding tackle, the whole thing. So... Yeah. There's whispers. There's people calling him a freaky.
Yeah.
Like, he just got he's a good player, and then like they're saying, oh, he wasn't taking rehab seriously, and then you have even like NFL corporate shill being like, was Schefter going like, yeah, he kissed a player on the head like that. If you kissed one player on the head, that's not why you get released. Right. But like we're hearing lots of stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's it's because look, we've known guys before that were jerking off during tight end meetings, and the rest of the guys were like, hey,
Kellen,
I almost said Kelvin, Kellen Winslow over Junior over here is it's kind of distracting. Like I'm trying to learn my blocking assignment here, and like he's jerking off and like coming all over everything. Can we get it? Can we do something about that? And they're like, we got it. No problem. We're going to get him a torso. Yeah, we're going to get him a torso. He can just fuck the torso. Because
the torso. And back to bracket coverage. Yeah. We're going to.
Yeah. You good with your torso, Kel? Because he was a good-ass player. Like, it, right. So, like, if this guy's kissing dudes on the head and tickling their balls and shit in the shower, and he's like, hey, let's get a little ass play going. If he can ball out enough, you know, it's like he'd still be around. But he's not good enough.
Yeah. He was good. Like yeah. He got a big contract. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think we're gonna learn more.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a kiss on the head is why he got released.
Yeah. He's got a Jones fracture on his foot, which is like that could be the kiss of death also. But yeah, it's you know, it's you got hey, look. The other thing is this guy's career did not cross paths with Vontaze Burfict. And also they're both defensive players. So he doesn't have, he right. can't blame that.
Vontaze wouldn't have blindsided him.
No, he well, wouldn't have. Yeah.
Do we know, did he try to propose in Dodger Stadium outfield?
Could be it.
I didn't see the footage, yes. but maybe he did.
Could have got slotted. Yeah. with my new head of security.
People who do that.
Yeah.
We know what happens there.
We make Vontaze Burfict the head of security. We'd never have to worry about that shit again. We'd be fine. So yeah, it's whatever. Remember Chandler Jones, who he was he had a Dead by Christmas designation because he was doing real weird shit in
That's Bones Jones's brother.
Yeah,
right?
And Bones Jones is also a mess. He just got caught driving naked.
I thought he was more of a mess.
Yes, he is. Yes.
More of a mess.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of head trauma. So it's weird because there is a genetic component to head trauma, and that's a good example because these are brothers that have both been subjected to a fair amount of head trauma, and they both appear to clearly be on the CTE path
in so, crisis.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one to study when they're both dead within the next 5-6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
But let's finish the segment, the sports segment on love.
Yeah.
True love.
True love.
True love.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. Is opening up and he's gushing about his quote incredible wife Brittany with an I, as he gives rare insight into their marriage. Brian, has he fallen in love with the Grok AI? Or is this
remember that we did a couple stories on him that that Belarusian bodybuilder that was married to the sex doll. And then
it's like being married to the Eiffel Tower. Like,
yeah. And then I think he broke up with the sex doll or something. She betrayed him. And then he was
too much back talk.
Yeah. He was married to an ashtray or something. Like, so this could like, I feel like it's a little too on the nose. We've never seen her. And her name is Brittany, Brittani. And that's like all that it's all we're going to learn about her.
Did you see the South Park episode that got a lot of buzz?
No, I saw the clip. I don't have Paramount. Yeah.
It was excellent, but there is a scene where Randy Marsh is talking to ChatGPT and he's like really enjoying his interaction with the woman.
Yeah.
The voice that's speaking back to him. And I was thinking, like, I could see this. Like Aaron Rodgers, like, good night. Yeah. My Brittany, like,
yeah,
you know,
yes, yeah, he's easily confused, you know, he really wants it to be true. He really wants to communicate something to the world. My son was telling me, he's like, I was talking to my friends and he's like, and I found out that they're like all polite and shit to ChatGPT. And I'm like, oh, I do that too. Like when I make the Baller Lifestyle podcast show notes after the show tonight, I go, I'll be like
the machines.
Yes. I'll be like, please, please make comprehensive Apple podcast show notes. And then it like asks a question where it's like, do you want me to, condense them for, YouTube or whatever? And I'll be like, yes, please. Yeah. And my son's like, He's like, Dad, he's like, that actually the AI will fuck you over if you're too nice to it. He's like, you actually have to be just more direct.
Bad boy.
Yeah. And I'm like, I totally do that. Like, I've been Britney'd. I've been Brocked.
I've got one of those Echo devices. I don't want to say the name because then she'll start chiming in.
Didn't your Siri come on or something one time on the show?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll happen. But Michelle sometimes scolds me for being mean. Comes to be like, oh, I noticed you buy paper towels and there's a deal. And I'm like, no, fuck off. Like, I get all mad with it.
Yeah, be nice to it. It is weird, though, because you want to be polite in general. And you find yourself and there's no one on the other end. But you think
I'm
that there is.
I'm positioned to say please and thank you. But
because we were, but then it's we were born in the worst time.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
When the machines take over.
Yeah.
They might have it keep a ledger.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy was real dick to me when I was trying to learn his ways.
That's what I asked, my kids are out of high school now, but that's what I asked them in high school. I'm like, hey, just like keep an eye out for like, you know, who's showing up with a gun at some point. And they're like, oh no, we're cool with all that. We're like, we made sure we're cool with
the trench coat mafia.
Yeah. You gotta be ready for that. Oh, I just thought of something else with the machine. Okay. Never mind. Let's do some voicemails. Wait. Oh.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Couple of voicemails, Ed. Oops. That's last week, I think. Come on. Here we go.
Hey, Ballers, it's Ben out of six.
Oh, Ben,
you guys were just talking about that, like, this is kind of doldrums of summer, and there's not a lot of content, like, sports-related content. Yeah. But there's, like, a new, like, potential big deal going on in the world of professional bowling.
Oh, thank God.
What else would I call about?
Yep.
But there's some talk about moving away from urethane balls, which is going to be, like, earth shattering if it happens. You know how like the torpedo bat is like a big deal in baseball?
It's not, whatever.
It's like the first week of the year.
Baseball.
But like the urethane ball was kind of that. Like it was this changing of the scope of bowling to a
Ed, if just prior to this phone call.
No idea what it was made out of.
If I had taken out $10,000 cash and just fanned it out and just said, you have one guess. Keep your hands up. I don't want you to see you asking Siri. No Googling.
Yeah.
Tell me what a bowling ball is made out of. I'm like, marble. For the life of me, like, urethane. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's plastic, right? I don't know.
I would have said plastic.
Plastic.
Like a heavy plastic.
Heavy plastic.
There's no way I would have come up with urethane.
Urethane. And now, hold on. If it's not going to be made out of urethane, the fuck are they going to make it out of? And who fucking cares? Just make it out of whatever. Just make them all out of the same thing.
You know what they're going to make it out of? What? Another heavy plastic.
Yeah. Another petroleum product. Like, it's like, what difference does it make? Okay, so let's see if Ben sorts us out here. This is good information.
It's going to be made out of sod or something. It's going to be made out of another heavy
plastic. Yeah, it's like the golf balls used to be made out of like fucking like I don't even know. It's like, it was like a lamb's scrotum or something that was like packed with something. And now they hit the ball 320 yards every time. And they're like, whoa, the ball is too good. So we got to go, we got to make it a lesser good ball. So they should go back to the fucking scrotum ball. Like that's a game I'd watch. Hit the fucking lamb scrotum ball. That's more interesting.
Like the exponential degree of like ease, because the balls just react so much differently on lanes and oil patterns. But realistically, what they should be
just this poor Ben, like I know he's a married man, but imagine this guy goes to the bar and he sees a, you know, this is, in his pre family man days, he would just walk in and be like, "Hey, Brittany, my name's Ben. Listen, what do you know about your thing? What do you know about the two-handed technique?" I mean,
it's a game changer.
This is some fucking thick talk right here. This is hot.
Canceling is these two-handed bowling people.
Yeah. Jason Belmonte.
Your thing, ball. I don't give a shit. But just cancel the two-handed bowlers.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I would like to know, though, like, okay, PBA rankings. I want to know, like, are the two-handers just dominating completely? Because this is like the Fosbury Flop. PBA Elite League. Okay, tour standings. This is really what they need to make a reality show about, honestly. I'm rejecting these cookies. Can you imagine my cookies going out there to the fucking professional bowling world?
You don't want bowling cookies.
No. Okay. Oh, oil pattern. You want to know about oil patterns, Ed? Because it's on this website. Professional, PBA Tour, National Tour bowlers. But I want to know who's the best. And see, it doesn't say. You'd have to know because it doesn't say, like, what. Oh, there's a black guy. Wasn't expecting to see that. I bet he's pretty good, though. It doesn't say whether or not they're left or right-handed, but it does have their home. It does have their home lanes. This David Boog Kroll. He bowls out of Andy B's of Springfield, Missouri, Ed, in case you're wondering. I would like to know, Ben, if you could let us know, like, what's the breakdown of the top 10? How many of the top 10 guys
are two-handers? Two-handers.
Yeah, that's what I would like to know. It's weird.
To me, the two-handers are like the old, like the guys who had the golf pendulums, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it was bullshit. Long putter guy. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing that's driving me crazy, Ed, is they all wear jerseys like the Tour de France guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, can't you just wear a shirt? I guess you're not doing an athletic. Every single one of them has, like, and I get you got to have your sponsors on there, but, like, golf guys aren't doing, tight, you know, they're not, like, wearing rash guards out to the golf game, you know, they just wear a shirt. Anyway, okay, thank you for that, Ben 906, that was fantastic information. And look, I know you're a married man, I know you crushed a lot of puss with that urethane talk that you got. Because, I mean,
he didn't even say what they were changing it to.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There could be moving away from your thing. Well, maybe the new thing's better.
And Ben, the way I said that, just keep me in suspense. I don't need to follow up on what.
No, I want to know. Call back.
Oh, you want to know?
I need, because we actually, you know, a lot of times I'll be like, can you get herpes on your balls? Well, we don't have access to a herpes doctor. And despite the fact that I yell for one, no, none of them seem to hear me and call in for reasons unknown. But we do have a bowling expert, Ben 906, host of the Bowler Lifestyle Podcast after show. He does a great job. Yeah,
it'll disappoint me if he's like, "Oh, this," which is another form of heavy plastic.
Yeah, it's going to be like Prolon 9. No, they're going to Prolon 9. Can you believe they're going to be using DuPont's Prolon 9? Everybody knows it should be urethane. We're going to be so sad that he clarified, because it's just going to be a huge bummer. So you might be right. Okay, thank you for that, Ben 906. There's a whole. Somebody just called in during the show.
Ooh.
Holy shit. Okay, here's another one.
Brian Super Lee.
Oh, Super Lee.
Let's start by saying fuck you for calling me the new Manuel. Totally out of line. You need to apologize. I, unlike Manuel, have listened to every episode of your podcast. 584 of them. Manuel has listened to zero.
That's right.
A Patreon supporter, was an original Patreon supporter before, you know, that gal that did you wrong.
Yes.
About publicly. Took your money and took Ed's money.
That's right.
Then I was a Red Circle subscriber, and now I'm a Patreon again. In fact, fuck it, I'm still a Red Circle subscriber because your dumbass can't figure out a way to refund me. Anyways, all that aside, I will find a way to forgive you because I'm a better person than that. But that was really fucking fall, you calling me the new Manuel, just so you know that. On a lighter note, I want to wish my guy, Ben906, a happy birthday this Tuesday. I hope the day that this episode comes out.
Oh, today, July 28th.
So, Ben, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Wish him a happy birthday.
Good guy. And then Ben's a young guy, too.
Be good. Talk to you later. Bye.
29th would be Tuesday.
Oh, today's Monday. Oh.
Was 28th.
I don't know the days.
But when it's released.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah. All right. It'll be out on Tuesday. It'll be out theoretically. It'll be out
on Tuesday.
Yeah. They come out on Tuesdays. Yeah. Super. You are right, buddy. You are 100% right. I was completely out of line to call you the new Manuel. That was what it was.
We need more Lees.
We do. We do. My thing is that was just a failure of language. I should not have called you the new Manuel. I just don't know another term for somebody that calls a lot that everybody hates. So it could be like ish 2.0 or I don't know. Like the new Manuel. That was not creative of me. That was super fucked up, and I do apologize to you for that. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, what's up, Ben? Telly 2 Putt.
Oh, god damn. It's the great Telly 2 Putt, and he's called twice, Ed.
Oh,
there's two Telly 2 Putts on here. This is very exciting. I wish I would have seen that he was calling, and I could have picked up.
Big, kind of a weird week.
Yeah.
Figured I'd call in because a lot of the stories seem to involve Paul Walkoff.
Oh, yeah.
Butt Sniffer got picked up again.
Yeah.
There in California.
That's one of our stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy from the Raiders set was
another one of our stories.
People in the butt during
checking the oil.
NFL games. He got cut today. And then Hulk Hogan dying, Paul was obsessed with his Pringles can of a dick.
He was. So Telly reached out to me.
Fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife,
yeah,
right?
He was fucking Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, I saw like a clip on Instagram last week that Bubba the Love Sponge was predicting that Hulk Hogan would be dying soon. And one, I didn't know Bubba the Love Sponge still existed. But he was.
Either.
Yeah. Well, he's still doing something somewhere because I saw a clip of it. But remember back in the day, he was being cucked.
This was known, right? It wasn't like he snuck around. It was known he was letting Terry Bollea.
Yeah, Terry. He was best friends with Terry, and Terry would come over and rail his old lady in the other room because maybe Bubba the Love Sponge couldn't perform. And I remember Bubba the Love Sponge having kind of an attractive wife. Like, it was kind of like a shocking situation all the way around. But I saw that he was predicting that he was going to die. And then Telly on Twitter sent me a bunch of screenshots of the great, the long departed Paul Walkoff HBP, Paul in Tucson, who died loving ass. Right. He's got a whole bunch of tweets celebrating the size of Hulk Hogan's dong. Like, that is in the record. And Telly was able to find that and relay it to me about his Pringle. Like, look, at least Hulk Hogan still has his Pringles can size ding-a-ling. Hulk Hogan's, he's multiple. Hulk Hogan's still alive. Furry? And has a Pringle-sized can ding-a-ling. Who calls it a ding-a-ling, by the way?
Chuck Berry.
Oh, my ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway, I was so happy that Telly was able to bring this to my attention. Let's hear what else he has to say, because it's always a delight to hear from the great Telly.
The great Telly.
Two-putt.
But speaking of fingering, that couple from... New York City
Stadium
at the Yankees game.
Oh.
I was Philly fan.
There was an ass fingering going on at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, I'll send you the video. It's crazy.
No, like right there in the bleachers.
It's a guy in a Philly it was Phillies at Yankees.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they drove up from Philly or they just happened to be Philly fans in the area. Train.
Yeah.
She was, you know, into it.
Yeah, send me that. I would love to. I mean, I need to, you know, review it, whatever.
Sorry, I couldn't make it to meet Ed when he came to Colorado.
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
Just a shitty weekend. And
yeah. Oh, sorry. You're playing golf.
Plus, you had that that asshole Dolomite D with
you. Oh, no. Come on. Don't speak ill of the dead.
I don't know if you guys caught the Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh, we talked about
that. I went in zero expectations. It was a little bit better than zero. So
okay.
Charlie Hull was in it. And then that pussy,
who is that?
Haley Joel Osment was in it. So.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment, who cucked you before. You've buried the hatchet. You were kind of the Bubba the Love Sponge to Haley Joel Osment's Hulk Hogan because he came in and took your piece of puss.
Remember, we did a story. Yeah. He was trying to get on a ski lift without skis on.
Yeah. He was all coked up in Mammoth.
Back down. But your thoughts on Happy Gilmore, if you guys watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I doubt I'll ever watch it.
It this week.
Yeah,
I'll watch it this week.
Ed can review. Ed can explain it to me.
Mm.
Yeah,
it would be kind of, I'll watch it. I'm not sure it's worth that. But
this is exciting that Telly's called back and it's only 9 seconds long. So this could be a butt dial. Let's see.
Well, and fuck Trump for getting caught cheating 3 times.
Trump cheated at golf? Impossible. I'm not buying that at all. Okay, thank you for everybody that called, that listened. That is the end of the regular show. If you are a Patreon subscriber, please hang on, continue listening. We appreciate you very much. The Patreon portion of the show